Amelia Kerr's 43-run knock helps New Zealand post the target of 159 runs against South Africa in the Women's T20 World Cup final at the Dubai International Stadium. The South Africa women's team will look to claim their first title at the Women's T20 World Cup final. Alongside Kerr, opening batter Susie Bates and Brooke Halliday, two scored crucial runs for New Zealand in the Women's T20 World Cup final. Bates departed after scoring 32 runs off 31 deliveries, which included 3 fours. Halliday, on the other hand, smashed 38 runs in 28 balls, which was laced with 3 fours. Kerr's 43-run knock came in 38 balls and was laced with 3 fours. Georgia Plimmer and skipper Sophie Devine returned to the pavilion on low scores in the Women's T20 World Cup final against South Africa. Plimmer departed on 9 and Devine was dismissed on 6 runs. Maddie Green and Izzy Gaze stayed unbeaten on the scores of 12 and 3 runs, respectively. South Africa's Nonkululeko Malaba shone brightly in the Women's T20 World Cup final as she claimed 2 wickets. Completing her spell of 4 overs, Malabad conceded 31 runs. Ayabonga Khaka, Chloe Tryon and Nadine de Klerk registered 1 wicket each to their names. Marazan Kapp and Sunny Luce went wicketless in the Women's T20 World Cup final against New Zealand. The Women's Proteas team will look forward to their skipper Laura Woolward delivering a match-winning performance at the Dubai International Stadium. After winning the toss and choosing to bowl first in the Women's T20 World Cup final, the South African attack never settled against the White Ferns' aggression, giving away 10 wides and 3 no balls.